The home of the Midlands Today Show.
Right here.
Let's turn it up.
Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. Midlands 103.
When it comes to heating your home, we can talk about boilers and we can talk about solar panels and indeed all of these new technologies as well, infrared heating, and it really boggles the mind, the technology. But sometimes you just have to look at the basics. And are you keeping the heat you've already generated in, or is it escaping? We looked at doors and windows last week. Let's talk insulation today with Brendan O'Carroll of Premier Insulations in Birr. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, Will.
So, one of the questions that often comes up, and indeed it was last year at the Green Home and Energy Show, how old does your house need to be before you should consider insulation? Mine is 2006, for instance. So I would have hoped it was new enough not to need an upgrade.
No, well, I suppose SCAI in the wisdom offer guidelines on that type of question. And they will grant it any property that has been built prior to 2011. So, you know, they would see that any house built prior to that year would require and benefit from an insulation retrofit upgrade. The type of upgrades, I suppose, available for older houses, if you go back to the 50s, 60s, they were primarily built with mass concrete or even before that with stone, and then moved on with, say, 9-inch hollow block. So all those properties, if you're talking in terms of wall insulation, would probably require internal wall insulation, or maybe more commonly known as dry lining, because they wouldn't be constructed with a cavity type external structure.
When did the cavities become more common?
Cavities start becoming common as a move on from 9-inch hollow block and solid walls around the late 50s, 60s. Now, you can find some cavity walls going back to the 30s and 40s, but I would say, as a rule of thumb, you'll find predominantly cavity wall construction from 1970 onwards. Mm.
And in those days, was it just an air pocket, an empty air pocket?
Absolutely, absolutely. What they built as new technology, inverted commas at the time, they built two parallel walls and left a gap in between, and this was to eradicate any dampness arising on the inner wall and allowing airflow around through the cavity. And I suppose it quickly moved on when people realised that there was an opportunity without any detrimental effect to fill that cavity with an insulation product, and thus save that valuable heat that people were generating within their homes, even though I suppose at that time fuel was quite a cheap commodity.
Mm. And those early fillers, what were they? How effective were they?
They were quite effective. I suppose they weren't actually a retrofit or filling them. It wasn't really that common that time. There was a Nero board put into the cavity at the time of construction, which was tied to the inner leaf. And in the initial stages, in the early 70s, that air board would have been just 25 mil thick, which I suppose is better than nothing, but in today's terms were a very, very minuscule amount of insulation. And then it moved on to 40 mil insulation and up to 60 mil insulation. And I suppose in the 2011-2010 era, it moved into PIR board, a much more effective polyurethane type insulation. And therefore, any houses, as we mentioned earlier, built prior to the 2011 period, would benefit greatly from an insulation upgrade within the cavity.
Mm. Now, let's say you're the homeowner who doesn't know what kind of wall you have. How do you, as somebody coming in to assess it, figure out?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we offer a full turnkey package in terms of someone making an initial inquiry. We have a team of surveyors on the road who will call to survey the property and to establish that very fact as to the type of construction and the year that the house was built and the type of construction it is built from, and the most suitable remedial upgrade to undertake on that particular property. Some homeowners, I suppose, depending on their knowledge of construction issues, they would or they wouldn't know. But basically, that's it. We do the survey. We advise the homeowner on what construction is, advise them on, you know, how they'll benefit best from what the particular upgrade or measure that we would recommend. And then we'll follow through that with obviously offering them a quotation for doing the works and talk them through the very generous SEA grants that are available currently. and even help them with the process through the application. So right from start to finish, we can assist the homeowner in carrying out the upgrades, and you know, which will greatly benefit the home in terms of comfort levels, energy efficiency and additional value to the home.
I know we've focused a lot on walls, but just to close it off, what sort of options are available? Let's say it's probably easiest if it's an empty cavity, but if it's a more modern, there's something already in there, but not quite as good as potentially, what sort of solutions are available?
That's a very good question. And I mean, I suppose 90%+ of homes that we're upgrading at the moment would already have a level of insulation within the cavity. You know, the majority would have been built in the 80s, 90s, noughties, right up to 2010. And all those would have anywhere from sort of 25 mil of polystyrene up to 60 mil of polystyrene within the cavity. And we literally just top up the residual cavity that's there. And because the material, you know, is of a better thermal value than what's in there already as polystyrene, you know, you can get improvements of up to 150-200% in the thermal efficiency of the wall. Very simple process. It takes about half a day to have your cavities upgraded. All the works are done from outside. It's normally a 2 or 3 man team. And, you know, most importantly of it all, there's very little cost to the homeowner these days. And I think people don't realise the value that's out there at the moment in upgrading the insulation levels in their home and the generous grants that are available. We've done several homes. We do several homes every week where the homeowner only has to pay maybe €400 or €500 to upgrade the cavity wall and loft insulation in their homes. And people don't realise that. Mm. And, you know, I think if people were... I often compare it to the analogy, if you went outside and saw your petrol tank leaking, you'd get it fixed very quickly, but your home is leaking valuable energy every day, every week, and you know, it can cost you very, very little to solve that expensive issue.
One of the most visible reminders can be on a frosty morning, such as we've just had. You go outside and you look at the roofs of different houses, and some are white, so there's no heat coming up
to
the roof.
Homes.
Well insulated, exactly.
Well insulated homes, yeah.
Others, it has completely melted because the heat is escaping. So with roofs, is it just basically stuff in as much insulation as possible? What's the corrective action?
Well, again, I mean, every loft or, you know, a domestic attic, if you like, should have a minimum of 300 mil of insulation, and Rainol money, that's 12 inches. So invariably, homes will just have, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches insulation just up to the top of the joists in their homes. They'll quite frequently have flooring put in on top of that, and they'll have Christmas trees and suitcases and storage up there. And they're reluctant to put in more insulation, maybe in some instances, because it might, you know, eliminate their storage requirements. And this is all... problem can be easily overcome. And when we go in to do an upgrade in loft insulation, where there's some level of insulation, but way below the required amount, what we do is we do a full system there, which means we upgrade the insulation to 300 mil. We put down a raised insulated storage area, which is above the insulation level. We'll insulate the pipes, we'll insulate the tanks, we'll insulate the hatch door to the same level as the rest of the attic. We'll draft proof the hatch door, we'll maintain or provide necessary ventilation. All this is part of the very stringent SEAI requirement for eligibility for the grant. So your attic is completed to a very high standard, and you can still maintain an adequate storage area for all those bits and pieces you want to store up there. So basically it is worthwhile. And again, for, you know, for a bungalow, your average bungalow in the country, you can get €1,500 of a grant towards your attic insulation, which goes a long, long way towards the overall cost. So it's worthwhile, you know, contacting us or whatever contractor and having a free survey done on your home. Most contractors will carry out surveys free of charge, and we'll evaluate your home free of charge, and you might be surprised at, you know, the cost to you at the end of the day once you avail of the grants available.
Well, if you want to pick Brendan's brain and his team at Premier Insulations, he will be at the Midlands 103 Green Home and Energy Show, and also the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, the SEAI, will be on hand as well in the Tullamore Court Hotel in just a few weeks' time. Brendan, if you want to talk in the meantime, how can you be reached?
Yeah, well, you can contact us on free phone 1-800-646410, or premierinsulations.com is our website if you want to have a look at our services.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Brendan O'Carroll.